Hi, thanks for joining me for Spiritual Experiences Case 4. This story begins after teaching Sunday school on a glorious sunny day in late May. I was driving home with the top down on my VW Bug and crossing a bridge over the railroad tracks passed by a very pretty teenage girl walking along the sidewalk, dressed in her Sunday best. She looked so fresh and pure and lovely in the sunshine. Her goodness just sparkled. Her loveliness captured my imagination, and when I got home, her impression was still powerfully persistent in my mind. I realized that if I kept thinking about her in a personal or physical way, it would lead me in a wrong direction. After all, I was an aspiring Christian Science practitioner and a Sunday school teacher. I should probably mention that I was 26 years old. I found, however, as much as I tried, I couldn't put her out of my mind. It wasn't enough to merely discipline my thought or replace the thoughts that were tempting me with striving for purity, statements of spiritual truth, or denials of the errors that were so obvious. I could tell that I had spiritual work to do, and I needed to know I wasn't separated from whatever goodness was beckoning me. After grabbing some lunch, I sat down at my desk to commit my afternoon to study and prayer, and to translate the thoughts and feelings that were so attracting me into words and thence to spiritual ideas I knew I could keep for real. I wanted to know the spiritual truths that were knocking on my mental door. I wanted the spiritual substance, and I wanted to know the words. As I followed my thoughts and feelings and looked up various words in the Bible and the writings of Mary Baker Eddy, along with using the dictionary and concordances, my thinking was drawn to the realization that spiritual ideas alone held the answers to my yearnings. I still have my handwritten study notes from that day. I've interspersed most of them here in the narrative. He who perceives the true idea of life loses corporeal desires and torments. To be spiritually minded is life. The satisfaction of life is in being spiritually minded. I knew that in theory, the satisfaction of life had to be spiritual in being spiritually minded, but in practical terms, that seemed like a great leap into what seemed like a world of abstractions, so far from the loveliness that had captured my mind. The notes continue. If to be spiritually minded is life, then I do want to be spiritually minded, and nothing can talk me out of it. There's no suggestion that to be spiritually minded is vacuity or emptiness. I will be spiritually minded. The good life is kept from me only as I can be kept from being spiritually minded. As I worked with these ideas, following the words and passages where they led, I realized the only viable path forward was for me to be spiritually minded about all the joys of life. More notes. I always have and will experience life completely. Life is not confined in the forms which reflect it. The beauty, joy, and freshness of life are immortal and can never fade away from me, because life is my soul, mind, spirit. The joy and satisfaction and beauty of life is in being spiritually minded. After wrestling with this for some time, I could tell there was a decision to be made. It came down to making a commitment to being spiritually minded against all else, a decision to be satisfied with having all my treasures of joy and loveliness be entirely spiritually mental in God. As this came to a head in my mind, I felt I had to choose. I had to offer up for sacrifice all my human hopes, even all my religious aspirations, all my desires and ambitions, as if on the altar of being spiritually minded. More notes. I don't want a home, family, wife, car, house, job, or supply. All I want is to be spiritually minded, and nothing can stop me from being spiritually minded. It became clear that I could take none of that baggage with me into the kingdom of heaven. Rising to the challenge was a poignant, deeply felt moment, a moment of sacrifice and a commitment to an ascended spiritual idealism, which at that moment seemed a stark and barren abstraction. It was like I was trading everything that was humanly good and tangible for something that was intangible, existing only as an exalted spiritual ideal, only in the heights of my mind. But I somehow knew it was the path I had to take. After I had made what felt like that giant step, reaching for that invisible, spiritually mental substance, and most clearly leaving all else behind, I felt a sense of peace. The notes continue. Spirit is the source of all my thoughts. Because I am spiritually minded, I am satisfied. Spirit saith, I am life. Come unto me. I continued in a more relaxed way with my study, and a few moments later, suddenly, in a flood of spiritual realization, these words from him virtually exploded inside me. O life that maketh all things new, the blooming earth, the thoughts of men. The words came alive, flowering and blooming, in newness, freshness, and loveliness. All the sparkle, goodness, innocence, and purity that I loved were shown forth from the spiritual life that is God, infinite spirit. I experienced all those lovely things inside me, not just in my mind, but deep down inside. I knew and experienced that I could never be separated from spiritual loveliness, that the purity and goodness and the romantic hope of love forever are not out there in material things and persons, but are spiritual. And in all their brilliant reality, they come to us direct from God. In considering this, I understood that the loveliness I had been drawn to, the spiritual idea that beckoned me from that human experience, was the spiritual idea of life itself, life as spirit, and life in spirit. I was completely healed of any sense of separation from all that good in one stunning moment. I found the newness and freshness and sparkle of life springing up inside me. I found the spiritual life that maketh all things new within. Without really knowing it, that is what I had longed for, and that is what I found. My last notes from that day. To do thy will is more than praise, as words are less than deeds. That afternoon is more than a major milestone in my spiritual progress and the bestowal of a priceless spiritual treasure. It illustrates a principle and provides us with a promise. It was proof of the power of spirituality to redeem human life and to show we can experience God's renewal and holiness here and now. It was a big step of practical fulfillment in the loveliest way of the mission of Christian Science to take away the sins of the world. At that moment, all the sweet loveliness, the youthful innocence and romantic hopes, the freshness and beauty of my earlier encounter burst inside me in a cascade of flowering joy and exuberant spiritual feelings. And to this day, whenever I turn to those words, it rekindles many of those same feelings. Thank you for being a thoughtful listener. Until next time.